Can I just confirm we have a quorum with the trustees? I would see Trustee Morrow. Are you here?
I am.
Good morning. Trustee
Good morning.
Brooks. Trustee Brooks. You're on mute.
Yes, I am here. Sorry about that. Thank you.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
Trustee Vereen.
Here.
Morning. Trustee McDermott. Good morning. I think you're on mute.
Oh, I am. Thanks.
Okay. As I said, Mayor Ehrlichman will not be with us today. I don't believe we have any other trustees on present.
That's correct. Trustee Ribeiro is going to be absent today.
Okay. We do have a quorum, so we will get started. Mr. Moran has asked for a few minutes to finish up something that he's working on. He will be with us shortly. I'll skip to item number two, approval of minutes. Can I get a motion?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, I've got
Vereen.
Okay, Trustee Vereen made motion. Second.
Second.
Trustee Morrow, any discussion? Okay, the item is approved. I'm sorry, let's have a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Item passes. Item number three, administrative matters. We have a item determined formula for purchase of prior city service that has been tabled. And as I've spoken with the mayor, his wishes are to continue to table that. We are working with local 825 and Elm City Police to work with the labor director on that formula. So I'd entertain a motion to table. Do we need a motion to table?
Motion to table.
Second.
Motion's been made by Trustee Vereen, seconded by Trustee McDermott. All those in favor, I'll call your name. Trustee Morrow.
Aye.
Trustee Vereen.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
And Trustee Cannon, I also, the matter passes. Table. We have approval for estimated administrative expenses for fiscal year 2024-2025. Leanna, can you update us on that?
Yes, let me share the screen first. One second. Taylor, are you able to give that access, or is it giving you issues?
No, I just gave it to you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, can everybody see this?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so this was generated with the help of the Management and Budget Office every year around in August, because we have to get it to the mayor by the September deadline for, to work into the budget. We, as the trustees, need to vote on the estimated administrative expenses for the upcoming fiscal years. As you can see, we on this chart, we have put, the actual figures for the past three fiscal years, and then including the estimated 23 still says estimated only because the highlighted Northern Trust figure, we used what it was last year because that does not come into our accounting department usually until November. So we don't have 100% the figure for the last fiscal year, but it's relatively similar as you can see in the prior year. So we applied that for 2023 and then used just an increase for the next two fiscal years. And it includes, as you go down, the medical, the legal services, the actuary, and any other outside expenses. So down here in the lighter yellow is the total numbers that we came up with, which is potentially what you would be voting on today to approve for the estimated administrative expenses.
Okay, trustees, we're going to need a vote to approve. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I believe Trustee Morrow and Trustee Brooks. I don't have a screen up at this moment. Hold on 1 second. There we go. Thank you. Motion has been made by Trustee Morrow. Seconded by Trustee Brooks. I'll take a roll call vote. Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon is an aye also. Matter, item B passes. Item number C, Public Act 23-182, reporting required by municipal pension funds to the state controller. This is informational only. Leanna, can we get an update on that?
Yes, absolutely. This was a letter that I received on August 1st from the state of Connecticut. Again, just information only to make you aware of this is something brand new that the state is asking for all municipalities to provide to them by September 1st, which is this Friday. I have already submitted it actually last week though. And these were the six questions, criteria they are looking for. So with the help of both the fund's legal counsel and the actuary and Raymond James, I was able to compile the answers for all of these and I submitted it through that survey for them. Again, last week, it's due this Friday. This was just for your knowledge to be aware of, you know, what the state was asking of us.
Good. All right. That was from information only. Thank you. Item D is an approved MOU between the City of New Haven and Local 825. This is informational only. And this is in regards to methods by which members may return to employment within the city and how they put their restore their pension credits. Leanna, any other further information?
Yeah, I can just kind of touch on it a little bit further. It was already worked onto the police side. Specifically, it came up on the fire side of an employee who resigned last year, withdrew their funds, and when they withdrew their funds, they rolled it over to an IRA. A few months later, they were reinstated and came back and requested, you know, for that prior city service, which they are allowed to do within a few months of returning to employment. However, because they rolled it over, they wanted to roll it back so they didn't get hit, you know, with the taxes. And it just was not worked into on the fire side to have that be allowed. So within the past year, we've been working with the labor department, with our legal counsel, and with Local 825 on drafting and then officially signing this MOU to be added, which states that, you know, they are now allowed to roll it back to the fund. So this was just for information only that it is added onto the fire side. Officially, it was signed last week.
Okay, thank you. Trustees, any questions in regards to that? Okay, moving on. Item number four, contribution withdrawals. This is informational only. Joseph Martali, Clara Hill, Claire Reiser. Perkins. Item number five, age annuity, retirement, and service-connected disabilities. Trustees, if you've had a chance to look over the reports, is there... Sorry for the technical difficulties. We're on item number five, age annuity retirement and service-connected disabilities. If members wish to go in executive session, we'll need a motion for that. If not, I'll need a motion for approval.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve has been made by Trustee McDermott. Can I get a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Vereen. Any discussion? Okay, with roll call, Trustee Vereen.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Morrow.
Aye.
Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Item number five passes. Trustee Kennedy and I also. Item number six, death after retirement, for information only. After we would take a moment of silence for Ronald Morris and Herbert Flood. Thank you. Item number seven, payment of the bills. I get a motion.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Trustee Brooks. Second.
Second.
Thank you, Trustee McDermott. So, motion's been made and seconded. I will call the vote. Trustee Vereen.
Aye.
Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Morrow.
Aye.
Trustee Kennedy, aye. Item number seven passed. Item number eight, old business. Leanna, is there anything we need to discuss?
There is not, no.
Trustees, any old business? Okay, moving on to item number nine, new business. Leanna, anything to add?
No, I do not have anything to add. Thank you.
Trustees? Okay. Item number nine, new business passes. We will move on back to item number one, if Mr. Moran is with us.
I see Derek. I don't see Dave yet.
Dave was having problems. I was having problems with my computer as well. I believe Dave's on his way over there, Pat. So I think he's walking into City Hall as you speak. He's walking in right now, he said. So if you afford him the minute, or if you want to pull up the report, we can start. It's up to you folks.
Yeah, I'll pull up the report. You want me to pull up the performance report to start with?
Sure.
Okay.
If you hold on 1 second, I think Mr. Moran's walking in the door.
There he is. Perfect.
Good morning, Mr. Moran. Perfect timing. You're up.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Sorry. I was running late, some traffic, so I decided to go to my office, which is closer to the exit, and I couldn't get out of the office. So I apologize for being breathing heavy, but I just sprinted down Church Street. Make that a little bit larger, I appreciate it.
Yeah, why don't we give Mr. Moran 1 or 2 seconds to catch his breath. Can we put the other screen up there? I believe our attorneys on the meeting. I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge our attorney. Good morning, yep. Sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you. Good to see you all.
Good to see you. I think Mr. Moran is ready.
Okay, great. Thank you. Appreciate it. Morning. Happy early Labor Day. A couple points to mention prior for the actual numbers. I did get a chance to meet with Attorney Crombie and Attorney Gillis in person. Went up there and had a nice meeting with them and had some background information about myself, my team, and their group, which was good. We are in the process right now of doing some review of an IPS that we have. Small issue with, but it gives us a reason to actually review the entire document. So this month, going into the end of next month for the meeting, we'll have some revisions for that, small revisions, presented to the board, see if that fits, and then we'll go from there. Also had a phone call from one of our managers, Aristotle, They had an associate leave after 9 years. First one actually in a very long time. But these managers, when there's turnover, call us when there's portfolio manager turnover. So they gave me a call, talk about who it was, not a primary PM, but someone on their team that left for a better opportunity. Wish them luck, but that's the update on that. So if you want to go into the actual numbers, top of the first page, this is the active portfolio that moves on a daily basis. You can see the numbers up top. For the 1 month, we had a positive month of 261. Our year-to-date number is double digits, 10.72. I apologize for the count to the right of that where it says July to July. That's the same as the one-month number because July technically is the first month of the fiscal year. Going across the top of that, you can see our long-term numbers are still above our discount rate, which is good. Go down to the large cap managers, Sizer, Atalanta, and Aristotle. Sizer sent me some numbers in the last 2 weeks. I actually spoke to them about a week ago. They are lagging. They are a good long-term performer for us over the last 3 years, but they have struggled in this category as of late. So we're going to talk to them. They're not on watch as of right now, but we'll continue speaking to them. They're a core manager, so they participate in both growth and value. And so, obviously, the growth side of that's pulling them down on that end. The numbers are really more in line with value numbers. If you look down to Aristotle, which is pure value, that's where you're going to see there. And that's where you can see some outperformance in the Atalanta portfolio in the middle because they're pure growth. So across the board, as a group, still a positive year-to-date number across the board of 17% in a large cap equity space. Mid-cap managers below that, familiar names, Cook and Beeler, up for the month, year to date, 14% versus 9.81, which is good. And Mutual of America also very close to their bogey of 13.1 for the year versus 13.33. Small cap, Clearbridge. We spoke about them last month. We're keeping an eye on them. They are not currently on watch, but they are up against it right now with performance on the 3 month number. The year-to-date number is still in a positive territory. Their long-term number is still good, but we'll continue to converse with them. They are our largest small-cap manager. So, you know, when we go into the end of the year here with cash coming in from the city, we could penalize some of these managers that are underperforming by giving them less allocations and rebalancing that way. But we will be actively looking into the third and fourth quarter of this year to screen most of these managers, not just for their performance against this peer group or against their indice, but against gross, you know, the total peer group nationwide or internationally. So we'll have some more information on that. We'll probably do a couple more interviews and longer meetings going into the fall, into the first of the year. Cook and Beeler in line, doing very well year to date, 17 versus 10, and Channing's doing a good job also. Flip that over to international, which is a shining star for this year. Across the board, very good number. WCM, again, it's been a challenge with them as far as the last year or two. We did speak with them. We'll continue to watch them. They're our largest manager there again. Probably won't get more money until they turn the ship around. Their long-term numbers since inception are very good. Exponents is a manager that came on board in September of 22, so just about a year ago, and their numbers are fantastic. Inception numbers are still up about 500 basis points, give or take, over their policy index. MFS, as you can see, fairly in line. Bonds, bond managers, pretty again across the board year to date have been a good year, a positive year, which is nice. We had a rough couple years there. The 3 year numbers, as you can see, are still down anywhere from the 3 to 4% range, up to 5%. So hopefully that balances out. The 10-year I know has gone from 432 at its peak back on the 23rd, and it's rallied back down to, and listened to Bloomberg this morning, I was driving too fast, but about 411. So bonds have come down in yield, which has helped a little bit on the fixed income side because it's been nothing but a straight path in fixed income. So hopefully that balances its way out, does its job as far as balancing the ship in tough times. Cash position, again, is fairly depleted, as we know. We have enough money to pay benefits, but we will continue between now and when we get our first installment of money. I'm not sure if anybody from the city's on here as far as an update on that, but we usually anticipate sometime in late October through the end of December to get those flows in, and hopefully that will help with paying benefits and to reallocate the portfolio into balance and into hopefully a good position to be buying. Turn to the next page, please, if you can show what's on this report in front of me. This is the total portfolio. You can see that's the total number with the alternatives, 365. So hopefully if things stay the same, we'll get the tranche of money coming in from the city up northwards of $500 million. Go forward again, please, Taylor. One more time. Talks about our allocation versus our target allocation. Currently, most importantly, all the way to the right-hand side, you can see that we're within range on all of our targets for the investment policy statement, so that's good. You'll see on the next page that we're a little bit out of range on large cap equity. That's for a good reason. Stocks have done well. Few stocks have done well, but stocks have done well. And the only thing we're out of line there is that it's a miscellaneous category, the one below that. So everything else is fairly in line, and that looks good. If there's anything else on this portion of it. Same thing right there. It talks about the total portfolio in line, which is good. If you want to go to the, I know it's a quick meeting. If you want to go to the notes page, market commentary page, there you go. Perfect. So the moral to the story here is that if you're looking at the news every day and you're looking at the NASDAQ and stock market going up every single day, it's not really telling you overall underlying truth of the entire marketplace. If you look at the S&P 500 year to date, up 14%, which is great. That's capital weighted. So again, the bigger the stock, the bigger component it is in that number. If you look at the one below at the equal weight, you can see the S&P 500 equal weighting is only up 3.6%. And on a 12-month number, it's flat. So for a portfolio to be up 10% year-to-date like this is, it's good because it goes to asset allocation and diversification. So we're participating in a lot of different marketplaces, both U.S. equities, international equities, debt, obviously, and private markets. So the world of the story is the same. I'm repeating myself, but we think that here, again, August is cyclically a down month. We're down about 6% from the top here in July. We've had a couple of good days now. We'll see how today pans out for the rest of to finish up the month of August. September is seasonally again weak, but we still think that going into the end of the year we'll have a positive run here. So we don't think equities will fall apart. We still think that we possibly have a soft landing based on the Federal Reserve. There's a lot of things going on with that. But, as far as us as a portfolio, stay allocated. We think that, again, when the money comes in the fall and in the wintertime, it would be a good time to reallocate across the current managers we have and look for other opportunities within our current allocation or to add to spots where we think we could take advantage of opportunities. We do have a big Fed meeting coming up in the next couple of months. They talked about it out in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and it's still kind of steady as she goes and wait and see, waiting for a lot of economic numbers to either stay the same or get better when it comes to inflation. So we'll fight that battle when it comes to us, but right now, stay allocated as we currently are. Sorry for the fast talking and the deep breathing, but I apologize for being late.
We thank you. Any questions for Dave Moran from the trustees? One question for Mr. Gormley. I think he's on the meeting. How are we looking with the city's contribution to the fund, timeline, and amount? Are we still there?
Hey, Mike, you're unmuted, but we can't hear you.
All right, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Thanks. We're looking at the same timeline as we were last year. We're currently reviewing everything with Treasury, but we're looking at the same timeline to contribute all of the funds by the end of December. The budget is a little bit over $56 million that goes into PNF. So we did break that up last year into 4 months of payments. So we're looking at that same schedule going into this year as well.
Mike, we prior years had an October, end of October date that usually the money was contributed. I know the last year, we may have put it in December. Can you give us an idea if there's going to be a large portion of that by the end of October?
Yeah, that's currently what I'm working on right now. So I can't give an exact answer right now. I mean, we're going to try to upfront certainly more money than we did last year, which was about 20 million, I believe, 15 to 20 million last year that we put into the fund. But those were the years that we did, utilized tax anticipation notes, which we're trying not to utilize because it costs the city more in interest when we have to pay that money back, which is why we kind of started spreading it over a couple of months during the year. But we're certainly looking at that with Treasury. I'm actually going over the city's cash flow, and pension is one of those things with Treasury Friday, tomorrow, or Tuesday. So we're hoping to put more in up front than we did last year, but I cannot guarantee that.
Okay. Any questions, trustees? With that, that just leaves us item number 10. Can I get a motion for adjournment?
So move.
Thank you, Trustee Brooks. Trustee Vereen seconded. Before I take the vote, thank you all for your patience in dealing with our technical issues today. And we hope Mayor Elliker gets well. Unfortunately, he's not feeling well today. But with that, can I get a vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very, very smooth meeting there, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Trustee Morrow. I appreciate that. We're all on the fly here today. Thank you.
Yep.
Everyone have a great holiday weekend. See you next month.
Take care.
Take care.